Let's get started. Good morning, everyone. It's my pleasure to introduce to you my colleague, Di Li, a senior consultant of ESSEC China. He has worked in biometrics authentication security system for banking industries. He is currently working on FIPS 140 validation, CC common criteria evaluation, and PCI DSS assessment. He has practical experiences in design, implementation of embedded device and the system. Let's give a warm welcome to Dee.
Thank you, Yi, and good morning, everyone. I know that you'll hear a lot of CMVP and FIPS 140-2, and today I will give you some different things in China. My presentation is about the introduction to the commercial cryptography scheme in China, including the algorithms and standards and also the certification scheme. First of all, I don't represent of Chinese government or any government-controlled lab. And all the information in this presentation is just gathered from the internet and some published paper and documentations, and also some from my personal experiences as a product vendor, which goes through the whole process in China. And here is the agenda. First of all, I will introduce the background on the commercial cryptography in China. And then let's have a look at the certified product list. From that list, I will give a brief introduction on the published algorithms and the standards. And after that, I will talk about the certification scheme and how many roles inside the, within the scheme and how to apply for the certification. And finally, it's conclusions. Okay, so what is this commercial cryptography? This commercial cryptography, this word, is a set of algorithms and standards used in the commercial area. For example, the banking area and telecommunication, third-party payment gateways, or even the enterprises. And in this commercial area, only the commercial cryptography certified products can be used. And these algorithms and standards are constituted by the CAS, which is Chinese Academy of Science. It's a national academy of natural science. And issued and regulated by the OSCA, which is short for the Office of the State Commercial Cryptography Administration. This is a government department and established in 1999, and they set up their own testing lab at 2005. Let's start from the certified product list. This is a link from the OSCA's website. Until end of September, there are total 1,322 products. This is a screenshot in Chinese, I know. let me just explain one column by one column. Well, everything you can find in China is in Chinese, so I have no choice. The first column is just a sequence number, and the second column is a product model, which is defined by the OSCA, not by the product vendor. And it starts from three characters with a number. Actually, there is no published definition of the three characters, but from the whole list, we can know that, for example, SJM is a password keypad, and SRJ is something like authentication or identification module. SJK normally is just tokens. And SSX is a security chip, IC chip. SJK is a token. And SJJ is something like a hardware security machine or module, or even the big one like IPsec VPN gateways. And then it's a product name, which can just defined by the vendor. Then the vendor name, and validation date, and certification number. Which is all start from SXH with the year and a number. And I think you are quite familiar with the CMVP validation list. And compared to the CMAP list, actually you will find that there is no lab name, there's no security level, no module type like hardware, software, or firmware, there is no operational environment, and it's just quite a simple list. There's no technical information, and there is no even version number of the product. Okay. Actually, I want to build a graph to list the most common products, but Chinese is too complicated. I cannot just do the filter, so I just list all of them here. The most common products, there are security IC chip and a password keypad for POS or the ATM, or the hardware token, including the PKI token or the OTP token, and also its supporting systems. And hardware security machine HSM or the HSM card. Also the digital signature generation and verification system. And IPsec or SSL VPN system. And the VAT audit system, which is quite a Chinese style product used for the government to monitor the tax payments from the merchant. So why does the OSCA maintain such a list? Actually, according to the regulation issued on the 1999, which is the same year OSCA established, this is a procurement list, just same as the CMAP validation list. But CMAP list only affects on the procurement of the government, but this one will affect on a bigger market, for example, just the banking market. And only the OSCA-certified products are allowed to be sold or used in China. So the products shall be used commercially, no state secrets involved, and used for encryption protection or security certification of information. And the cryptographic function acts as its core function, for example, the HSM, or the smart card chip, or the TPM, trusted platform module chip, or the USB token. And it implements at least one commercial cryptographic algorithm. But there is no limitation on the international standard algorithm, for example, AES or TripleDES. And lawfully, no foreign encryption products are allowed to be sold or used in China. And the software or the firmware products are not affected. And to tell you the truth, they cannot be certified. And I will explain later. As you can see, like FIPS 140-2, the product needs to implement at least one commercial cryptographic algorithms. So how many algorithms and standards are there? To tell you the truth, I don't know exactly the number of the algorithms. But the published one is only four, which is SM2, SM3, SM4, and ZOOC, ZOC. The name starts from SM, which is short for Shangmi. It's a Chinese word of commercial cryptography. And the only exception is the ZOOC, ZOC. It's named by a famous Chinese ancient mathematician. And let's start from the SM2. The GM/T0003 is the standard name of the SM2. The GMT is just like ISO in China. SM2 published in 2010, which is an elliptic curve cryptography based the asymmetric algorithm. The public key size is 512 bits, and the private key size is 256 bits. This is defined in the part one of the standard. And the part two of the standard defines the digital signature generation and verification. And part three is key establishment together with the SM3 and another KDF function. Part four of the standard defines the public key encryption method. And SM2 is the competitor of the ECDSA with the curve P256. And although the algorithms are published, but you cannot just download it from the internet because there is no direct link to this algorithm. The only way, only two ways you can get them is one, to buy the hard copy from Oscar, and another way is to certify as a manufacturer, and I will tell you later. SM3 is published in 2010, which is a hash function. The maximum input is 2^64 bits. The output is 256 bits, and it's a competitor of the SHA-256. And SM4, published in 2012, it's a block cipher symmetric algorithm. The block size is 128 bits, and key length is 128 bits, and it's a competitor of AES-128. And the ZOOK, it's a stream cipher algorithm. And the part two defines the message encryption and decryption, and part three of the standard defines the message authentication check. The key length is 128 bits, and the IV length is 128 bits. I believe that ZOOK is a competitor of the AES GCM, but I'm not quite sure about that. SM2, SM3, and SM4 have been adopted in the TPM 2.0 version of the TCG standard. And ZOOK has been adopted by the 3GPP to be used in the 3GPP LTE. And they changed the name to 128EEA3, which is the part two for message encryption decryption, and 128EIA3 for message authentication. Well, except that for published algorithms until last year, end of last year, there are around 20 published released version of the standards and another 20 in draft version and will be published soon. Here I just list some of them. The randomness test specification, which is equivalent to the SP822. It also has 15 tests. And cryptography test criteria for security IC, and trusted computing functionality and interface specification, and digital signature authentication system cryptographic protocol specification, and also one-time password application. And these are some still in draft standards. The IPsec VPN technology specification in the interface specification for the single sign-on, specification for host cryptographic server, and technical requirements for the smart token. And please note the last one, security requirements for the cryptographic modules. This is a Chinese version of the FIPS 140-2. Actually, it's just a translation, but with a little modification. It just removes the software module and firmware module. It, the same also has four security levels and defines a single chip, multi-chip standalone, and multi-chip embedded modules. And it changed the NXC to use the Chinese commercial cryptographic algorithms, SM4 and SM1, which is a classified algorithm as the symmetric algorithms, and of course SM3 as hash and SM2 as asymmetric. And also it defines the MAC algorithm, but based on the ISO standards. And in the NXF, it describes a common side channel attack, including the energy analysis and timing analysis and fault induction attacks. And it also gives the suggestion on mitigation method of the, to avoid such attacks. Well, right now we have the knowledge of the product list, the algorithm, and standards, and let's see the schemes. So how many rows in this scheme? And fortunately or unfortunately, there are only two, the OSCAR and the vendor. The OSCAR acts as a certification body. The issues, the product certificates, and some relevant permissions. And they are also the testing lab, and they test products according to the standard if available. And as a government department, they are the market developer and supervisor. So they can easily develop the new markets, and they will monitor the sales status of the certified products. And the vendor. they are design and develop the products. And they are manufacture the products and also sell the products and report the annual sales progress to the OSCA. Well, since there are only two roles in the scheme, and I cannot just certify myself as OSCA, so how can I certify as a vendor? So here is the application procedure. So if a vendor, if you only want to sell the cryptographic products in China, you can only apply for the sales permission. And the product to be sold shall be listed and certified by OSCA. And the normal time frame is 1 month or even less to get this sales permission. But if you want to sell your own cryptographic products in China, first of all, you have to apply for the manufacturer permission to allows you to design and manufacture the product. And secondly, you have to apply for a sales permission to allow you to sell the products. And then the product certification. And normally the time frame is around 6 months depending on the product type. For example, the IC product will take longer time, but the normal other products will be even less. And let's see the manufacturer permission. The vendor has the capability to design and develop the security product and has the factory or facility to manufacture the security product and also has the equipment to and the process and the assurance system for the manufacturing and complies with the national laws and the regulations and policy requirements. And this manufacturer permission shall be revalidated every 3 years. And sales permission. The vendor has knowledgeable of the commercial cryptographic products and has good sales services and security related management regulations and great grantees and has capability for the after sales services. And also the company shall has standalone legal person qualification and revalidation every 3 years. And also maintain a sales permission list with 781 companies. Let's see this one. The left column is a sequence number and then the vendor name and the first validation date, the latest validation date, and expiration date, and also the sales permission number. Please note these two highlighted company. The upper one is Gemalto, and another one is GND. They are the only two companies with its own name and certified by the OSCA as a foreign companies. All the other companies in the list, around 800 companies are Chinese companies. And the interesting thing is you can find that GND, the first validation date is 2006, and they have only one product listed in the certified product list. And Gemalto, they don't have product listed. So here is the procedure of the product certification. The product must be manufactured by a certified manufacturer and must pass the examination, which is held by the OSCA, and of course implement at least one commercial cryptography algorithms and complies with the standards or protocols if applicable, and complies with the national laws, regulations, and policy requirements. And there is no expiration date of the product certification. Let's see the detail. How is the product be certified? There are two different approaches. IC product, the design shall be validated according to the cryptography test criteria for security IC and also the security requirements for cryptographic modules, which is a Chinese version of the FIPS 140-2, and pass the algorithm test. But since there is only one, only Oscar has a testing lab, so I don't exactly know the tool or the methodology they used for the algorithm test. And for security level two IC product, the anti-DPA or SPA is highly recommended and will be tested. The entropy analysis is a mandatory required and tested under the randomness test specification, which is equivalent to the SP822. And if the product is not IC product, so the only way is to use a certified IC product inside as its main processor or as its as a coprocessor. And the no common chip is allowed. For example, the microcontroller or the microprocessor or even the DSP is not allowed with the software implementation of the commercial cryptography algorithm. Even the algorithm is published, but it's not allowed. Because Oscar believes that the common chip is not designed under the two standards above, and they just think it's not secure enough. And as you can see, there's only hardware product. There is no software or firmware, because if it's not an IC product, you have to use a certified IC. So the software or the firmware, you cannot do that. So first of all, is a documentation check. You have to submit the application application form and a technical summary report, which is similar to SP, the security policy, and a security design report, which is equivalent to the high-level design, and guidance to the end user and other materials required by the OSCA. If it's an IC product, you have to submit the entropy analysis report and also the anti-DPA SPA test report. The anti-DPA SPA is not mandatory required, but every IC vendor, they provide such a thing. And all the application materials shall be submitted through the branch office. And the comments will be given by Oscar within 3 weeks' time. And then when vendor receives the comments, they just modify the documentation and or the design, then just resubmit. And when Oscar is satisfied with the modifications, they will inform the vendor to bring the product for an on-site examination. And the vendor shall do the product presentation and also the functional demonstration, the security design explanation. Well, for the product other than the IC product, you just point out which IC is used, and that's all. And this examination is held by an experienced experts group, normally 8 to 10 people, and at least half of them are outside of the OSCA. And normally, it just takes 4 days to get the result. So there is just some conclusions for the current situation and the future look. The current situation is that in China, the new procurement in the important industries, especially in the banking industries, they must use the certified products, for example, the HSM, the POS, or the VPN. And since this year, the new procurement of the smart cards, which is quite a big market, they are highly recommended to use a certified IC. And now more than 10 banks are testing internally, and there's one commercial bank, its main commercial bank, issued 20K cards with the certified IC. And actually, there is maybe the biggest market is a USB token for the banking. Just in 2013, the ICBC, the industrial commercial bank of China, they placed the order of the USB, the PKI USB token for 13 million pieces. And I think that would be the biggest market. But disadvantage is that there are really lack of information can be found before you're submitting the application. And there are fewer choices of the algorithms. And as you can see, there are only four. And the Zook is mainly used in 3GPP LTE, and actually there are only three you can choose from, and all fixed length. There is no equivalent to AES 256, or there is no equivalent to the SHA 512. And even though the algorithm and the standards are published, but the common IC with software implementation will not be certified. And no third-party labs are involved. Only OSCA can perform the evaluation. And also the biggest disadvantage is that all the information you can find can be found in, they are in Chinese. And actually, that's also my question. I don't have an answer to them. Since now, even the FIPS transitions to the ISO 19790, I don't know if OSCA want to have a translated or the equivalent version of the ISO standards. Or maybe there are more types of the products. The latest news is that there is one of the biggest security company in China. They have they just launched a product, is a web browser with the support of the commercial cryptography, which I believe would be SM2 for the certificates. But the problem is that it's a software product and cannot be certified by OSCA. And it would be more public to foreign product vendors. I don't know, because currently there are only two with their own name. But I know that some company, from the paperwork, you can find they are a fully Chinese capital company, but actually controlled by the foreign companies. And maybe publish more algorithm and methodology. For example, the tools for the algorithm test, or the equivalent documentation like the IG or DTR, I don't know. And maybe authorize the third-party labs to be part of the game. Currently, it's only OSCA can do the testing part. And might be the worst case is, I don't know if they want to switch to only the commercial cryptography. Because, for example, in banking area, now including HSM, including POS, including the VPN gateways, and including all the cryptographic products are certified. So I don't know if they want to just transition to only support the commercial cryptography, no international standard algorithms. That's I think, is just a worst case. Okay, that's the presentation. And any questions? Mm-hmm. Please. Well, actually, if it's a IC product, the OSCA will check the design, the detailed design of the IC. But if it's the product other than the IC product, the only thing you need to do is point out the IC product and what kind of algorithm you are using, and that's all. They will not check the source code. Mm-hmm. So it's actually quite simple for not the IC product. But for the IC product, there are really some detailed check on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Yes, correct. Actually, for example, the HSM, HSM card, for example, you can use something, a much powerful processor with a algorithm, with a certified IC product as a coprocessor to only do the algorithm part. And that would be the easiest way to be certified.
So if you had a product that, like, mm-hmm. said that it has different processors, then mm-hmm. you can actually do other stuff that are not actually looking at that, and more looking at just the algorithm?
Well, actually, still use the example for the HSM card. You can, for example, do all the international standard algorithms in the other processors. And you only do the commercial cryptography things inside the certified IC. Yes, and that's all. Yeah, yeah. Because there is no limitation on the international standard algorithms. And actually now, even the banks, they have to buy the certified product, but they never use it. They just use the international standards and algorithms. But the problem is that, like I said in the last slides, that I don't know if they want to transition to only support the commercial cryptography algorithms, because it's already end-to-end encryption. They support the commercial cryptography algorithm, but they just not use it now. Well, it's just a question, because even this year, I don't think it's more public.
No.
No, it's still the same.
Mm-hmm. So you were saying that the
algorithms
are standards are not available,
so
anybody wants to go to, you can buy them though?
Well, you can buy the hard copy from Oscar or some specific bookstores. You can buy the hard copy. And other than that, you have to submit the application as a manufacturer. Yes, as a manufacturer, then you can get the algorithms. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Please.
From your experience.
Yes. Well, that's, I really don't know, but actually, as you see that in China, there is a great firewall, and they even want to change it to, currently it's a Cisco switches and all the other equipment, and now they even want to change them to the certified products. So I think they might want to do something only in China and support only the commercial cryptographic algorithms. But if, for example, the bank, they have a requirement to connect to the outside world, so I don't know. I don't exactly know.
Do they also do side channel attack analysis, those type of analysis?
Well, yes. For the IC product, yes. For the other product, because you are using the certified IC, so you don't have to do that. But for the IC product, it's not mandatory required in the standard, but as far as I know, every IC vendor, they provide such a document that. But actually, the test is not done by Oscar; it's done by the vendor. The vendor only need to provide the evidences to Oscar. Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, actually, I think it will be changed, but the problem is that right now there are only two kinds of product, IC product or other than the IC. And the software, you cannot just say that you're using the certified IC product. That is the biggest problem. And according to the regulation, that the software has to, the product has to use the cryptographic function as its core function, and the software, unless it's like OpenSSL, it's only do the cryptographic things or other things like the web browser. It's not a core function, so they will not accept the certification. Yeah, that's actually a big problem. But I don't know how Oscar thinks of that. Yes. Currently, only one. It's the company is 330. The name is 330 company. And they have only one web browser support. I believe it's SM2 because they didn't mention the algorithm. But I believe it's SM2 for the certification part. Well, if you really want to sell your own product, you have to go through the whole process for the manufacturer permission, for the sales permission, for the product certification. But that's only, the hardware vendor, not the software vendor. Because software vendor, you can just sell your product. There is no limitation from the OSCA. But if you are a hardware vendor, you have to go through the whole process. Mm-hmm. Sir.
Does this OSCAR also relate to the special economic class, Hong Kong, Macau?
As far as I know, no. It's only the China, Chinese mainland. Okay.
So just an addition to this question. So if the product was certified by Chinese government,
Well, OSCAR will not limit on that. And I think OSCAR will be quite happy to sell the products outside of China. But